slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine
will slowly rotate. This is Spaceship Earth Control. Welcome aboard. On the map in front of you, please show us where you're from while we input your time travel coordinates.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 275, Riding Spaceship Earth. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we head to the front of the park to finally ride that iconic Epcot attraction. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. It's now been 6 or so months since I was last in Walt Disney World, and all I can think is how I wish I could be there on ride one of these attractions. Years ago, when I first began recording my visits, today's featured attraction was a must record. I knew I had to get that one down. It is one of those where you hear the sounds of the cars moving over the tracks or that narration right behind your head, and you're suddenly right there. So go grab a piece of charcoal and let's take a ride on Spaceship Earth. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on this beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun's warm, the sky is mostly clear, and it's a perfect Florida winter afternoon, even if it's a little bit too warm in the sun. If you remember from Memory 274, we were on our way already to the front of the park when we saw the crowds were gathering in Norway to see their storytellers as they were about to share about the mischievous magical barn Santa. As the show finished, we left Norway and continued on our journey to the front of the park. We'll join back into the memory as we're passing the stage show where Joyful, a celebration of the season, is wrapping up their show. The musicians of this gospel group are amazing, but the kids are dying to ride some rides again, so we continue on through the construction walls that now encompass so much of what was called Future World. We'll make our way around by Test Track, Mission Space, and then that future home of Guardians of the Galaxy, and finally arrive at the entrance to Spaceship Earth. We'll jump in line, which was right there at the bottom of the ramp at this point. But unfortunately, the Omni Mover stopped just before we entered into the building. Eventually, they get it going once again, and we're able to make our way in and take a seat in our time vehicle, and then are swept up into the geodesic sphere for a trip through the history of human communication. For Mom and Dad, this ride is a great moment of relaxation. For the kids, it's okay. It's basically a show. They were probably more excited after we got off, trying to find their pictures on that globe that's up on the ceiling in the post-show area. So today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we hop aboard the Omni Mover that carries us on our journey through the history of human communication.
Oh, that's the gospel show. They're good. That doesn't sound bad. Right, it's called the breezeway. They're in boarding groups 55 to 65. How many minutes now? 3:10.
An hour and a half after it was going to be 360.
We may not get in today.
It's
possible.
Please take small children by the hand and watch your step on the moving platform. The platform is moving at the same speed as your time machine vehicle. Please take small children by the hand and watch your step on the moving platform. The platform and your time machine vehicle are moving at equal speed. The sliding doors on your time machine will close automatically. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle, and please watch your children. Please take small children by the hand and watch your step on the moving platform. The platform and your time machine vehicle are moving at equal speed.
So see how many of these scenes you'll see later.
For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle, and please watch your children.
Guys, fasten your seatbelts, okay?
Very fast, very scary. Make sure your brother doesn't fall out.
The sliding doors on your time machine will close automatically. For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle. Remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine will slowly rotate backward and may stop momentarily. For your safety, remain seated at all times. During your slow-moving journey, your time machine
This is Spaceship Earth Control. Welcome aboard. On the map in front of you, please show us where you're from while we input your time travel coordinates.
Pretty.
Good. Sending photo to the future. All systems are go. Linking you now to your guide.
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship, our planet has sailed through the universe of time. And for a brief moment, we have been among its passengers. But where are we going? And what kind of future will we discover then? Surprisingly, the answers lie in our past. Since the dawn of recorded history, we've been inventing the future one step at a time. So, let's travel back in time together. I'll show you how our ancestors created the world we know today. And then it will be your turn to create the world of tomorrow. Here, in this hostile world, is where our story begins. We are alone, struggling to survive, until we learn to communicate with one another. Now we can hunt as a team and survive together. It takes 15,000 years to come up with the next bright idea, recording our knowledge on cave walls. There was only one small problem. When we moved, the recorded knowledge stayed behind. Now let's move ahead to ancient Egypt, because something is about to happen here that will change the future forever. This unknown Egyptian pounding reeds flat is inventing papyrus, a sort of paper. Papyrus, in turn, creates better record keeping for fans, designs, and unfortunately facts. But it also brings with it the dawn of great civilization. At this point, each civilization has its own form of writing, which none of the others can understand. But the Phoenicians, who trade with all of them, have a solution. They create a simple common alphabet, adaptable to most languages. Remember how easy it was to learn your ABCs? Thank the Phoenicians. They invented them. The ancient Greeks were great inventors of the future. First, they established public schools, and then begin teaching an intriguing new subject called mathematics. And with math comes mechanical technology and the birth of the high-tech life we enjoy today. With lessons learned from the Greeks, the Romans create a powerful empire. To move their armies around, they build a system of roads all over the known world. Rome built the first World Wide Web, and it's leading us into the future. But then we hit a roadblock. Rome falls, and the Great Library of Alexandria in Egypt is burned. Much of our learning is destroyed, lost forever. Or so we think. It turns out there are copies of some of these books in the libraries of the Middle East, being watched over by Arab and Jewish scholars. Call it the first backup system. The books are saved, and with them our dreams of the future. Here in Europe, monks toil endlessly recording books by hand. But that is about to change. In 1450, Gutenberg invents the movable type printing press. Now knowledge can travel as fast as these new books, and travel they do. Books make it easier to invent the future in every field, and the result is an incredible explosion of innovation we call the Renaissance. Sharing life's most important moments faster than ever before.
humble young man wins again at the Berlin Olympics, proving to the world that champions come in all races, creeds, and colors.
By now, we're all communicating from anywhere on Earth, and in 1969, from somewhere else.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Send a man to the moon, we had to invent a new language, spoken not by man, but by computers. At first, very large, very expensive computers, but we see the potential. What if everyone could have one of these amazing machines in their own house? There's just one problem. They're as big as a house. The solution comes in, of all places, a garage in California. Young people with a passion for shaping the future put the power of the computer in everyone's hands. Together, we form a super network that glows with billions of interactions. And once again, we stand on the brink of a new renaissance. After 30,000 years of time travel, here we are, a truly global community, poised to shape the future of this, our spaceship Earth.
To Earth. Please remain seated, time travelers.
Attention, travelers.
Please remain seated. Your time machine is rotating backward for your return to Earth.
In preparation for your return to Earth,
your time machine is now rotating
in history, all of us can have a say about the kind of world we want to live in. The choices we have made for the past 30,000 years have been inventing the future one day at a time. And now, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun creating the future, shall we? On your computer screen, answer a few questions for us. Then we'll show you a new world, custom made just for you. Ready? Let's add in some amazing new technology that we happen to know about. Now,
Ladies and gentlemen, our time travels have been momentarily delayed. Please remain seated. Your time machine vehicle will begin moving again at any moment. Please remain seated. We'll resume our journey shortly. Thank you.
What?
Please remain seated. Remain seated, please. Our travels are resuming now.
And now I believe your future is just about ready. Let's take a look, shall we?
Welcome to the future. Or should I say, your future. Here in your future, getting away on vacation is a breeze. Your smart suitcase knows where you're going and what you need. And with solar power from your home fueling station, you're off. You won't have to worry about your pets while you're gone, thanks to handy household robots. You'll leave your country home in an ultra-light, ultra-powerful, totally networked family car that can take you anywhere. You've already planned the trip with your virtual travel agent. Hotels, check. Restaurants, check. Guided tours, check. You'll never get bored on the journey because your car's holographic gaming technology keeps you connected to friends back home. You'll travel quickly and safely to places you can't imagine visiting today. And the moment you arrive at your ultimate vacation destination, you can dive right in to the future. The end, or should I say the beginning, of your future.
So here's to the next 30,000 years on Spaceship Earth. While no one knows for sure what we'll see or do, I do know it will be quite an adventure. An adventure that we'll take and make together. See you in the future.
Welcome back, time travelers. Now, we invite you to visit Project Tomorrow, where new ideas and innovations are being developed to make the world a better place.
Your vehicle doors will open automatically. Please keep your hands away from the doors and step carefully onto the moving platform.
Yep. See where everybody's from? That was us right there. Isn't that you? All right, should we keep going?
Yeah.
are Susie and I old enough to do it by ourselves?
They still will have us in pairs.
Oh, really?
Making the cars and such.
They want you in pairs to make cars.
Have you been recording everything you did?
Yep. So this is where the Guardians of the Galaxy ride is going to be. So you'll go in the front here, and it launches you back into the big building back in the back. It's a coaster with like individual cars, kind of like what we were just riding in.
Yeah.
Four-person cars, you sit in this thing. And they can twist and pivot and turn and...
Okay. Is there one in California?
Not I that.
What's in the plate pavilion?
A math...
40.
Right, math.
Thanks for visiting us today. For the safety and health of everyone, masks fully covering your mouth and nose are required when indoors. Wash your hands often and cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. Thank you for your cooperation.
Hold on, I think there's a line.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.